USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration authorized a second booster dose of either Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna COVID-19 vaccines.
The CDC and the FDA are now allowing and will make available booster shots, a fourth shot, for people over 50 for the and for the immunocompromised. This is we have plenty of supply to ensure that those populations can receive these shots.
White House spokesperson Kate Benningfield. NASA astronaut Mark Vandehei and two Russian cosmonauts returned to Earth from the International Space Station aboard a Russian Soyuz spacecraft that touched down in Kazakhstan on Wednesday morning. The return concludes Vandehei's NASA record-breaking 355 consecutive days in space. NASCAR racing is in Richmond, Virginia this weekend. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford. For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955. SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
After years of trying over numerous administrations, President Biden locked down the historic legislation Tuesday in the Rose Garden at the White House.
Lynching is now a federal hate crime. President Biden signed the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act into law. He noted prior to the legislation's passing, there were hundreds of attempts to outlaw lynching.
It was over 100 years ago in 1900, North Carolina Representative George Henry White, the son of a slave, the only black lawmaker in Congress at the time, who first introduced legislation to make lynching a federal crime.
The measure is named for the 14-year-old black boy who was abducted, tortured, and killed in 1955 after he was accused of whistling at and accosting a white woman while visiting relatives in Mississippi. That woman, Carolyn Bryant, told a historian 50 years later that Till never touched her. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Final Four men's basketball tournament takes place in New Orleans, Louisiana on Saturday. USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
A misspeaking President Biden during his European trip last week has led to clarifications numerous times. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, the Republican from Louisiana, says that people have a hard time understanding President Biden on the world stage.
This is a major liability, and first of all, President Biden's foreign policy has been a major liability. You go back to Ukraine, the weakness he's shown on the world stage his entire presidency has really given a signal to all of the bad guys around the world, whether it's Putin, look at Xi, they're trying to negotiate with Iran right now to get a nuclear weapon and using Russia to help negotiate. People are looking at this going, you know, America basically has stepped off of the world stage as a global leader of freedom, and President Biden continuing to make these gaffes. They can't send Kamala anywhere. They sent her to Poland. I don't know if he came to mop up the mess and made even more mess. But then they continue to try to walk back statements that he made as the president of the United States. You know, your words have consequences. You go back to the old Secretary Gates comment that Joe Biden has always been wrong on foreign policy. The only problem is that before he wasn't the final decision maker. Today, he is the commander in chief.
The taxpayer-funded deal to build a $1.4 billion stadium for the Buffalo Bills football team is not only a touchdown for the team, it's a big win for Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul's husband, Bill Hochul, a senior vice president and general counsel for Delaware North, the major food concessionaire at the Buffalo Bills home field. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.